The pharaohs of Egypt were cruel, oppressive, warlike, and ruthless. One thing they had in common was that they all regarded themselves as great beings within the twisted Egyptian polytheistic system and could shed blood without a moment's remorse. However, one pharaoh in Egyptian history was different to the others. That pharaoh maintained that there was but one creator. For that reason alone, he was subjected to terrible pressure by the priests of Amon and eventually killed. That pharaoh was Amenhotep IV, who rose to power at the beginning of the 14th century BC. When Amenhotep assumed the throne in 1375 BC, he encountered a conservatism that had grown over the centuries and was subjected to great strife. The reason for that pressure was that he changed the polytheistic Egyptian religion, instilling a belief in one God in its place, and embarked on wide-ranging changes in all areas. However, the leaders in the capital, Thebes, fought Amenhotep. Those who supported him left the city and migrated to another region. Here, Amenhotep changed his name to Akhenaton, which meant the servant of Aton. Aton, according to Amenhotep, was the creator of the heavens and the earth, which indicates that he believed in God alone. Other cruel pharaohs ascended the throne after Amenhotep. They set about spreading their traditional polytheistic religion once again and did all in their power to return to the past. A century or so later, Ramses II came to the throne, who would enjoy the longest reign in the history of Egypt. According to a great many historians, it was Ramses who opposed the children of Israel and struggled against the prophet Musa. The ancient Egyptians refused to give up their pagan beliefs because of their blind fanaticism. Messengers had come to warn them to believe in one God, but the people of Pharaoh had always returned to their old beliefs. Eventually, God sent the prophet Musa as his messenger at a time when the children of Israel had been enslaved. The prophet Musa was charged with both calling the Egyptians to the true religion and with guiding them to the true path by freeing them from slavery. We recite to you with truth some news of Musa and Pharaoh for people who believe. Pharaoh exalted himself arrogantly in the land and divided its people into camps, oppressing one group of them by slaughtering their sons and letting their women live. He was one of the corruptors. We desired to show kindness to those who were oppressed in the land, and to make them leaders, and make them inheritors, and establish them firmly in the land, and to show Pharaoh and Haman and their troops the very thing that they were fearing from them. In obedience to God's commandment, the prophet Musa and his brother Harun went to Pharaoh and told him of God's commands. What they wanted was for Pharaoh to cease oppressing the children of Israel and set them free. On the other hand, the religion proclaimed by the prophet Musa was undermining Pharaoh's power and portraying him as a being on the same level as everyone else. Furthermore, if he freed the children of Israel, he would lose some important manpower. For all these reasons, then, Pharaoh refused to listen to what the prophet Musa told him. He accused the prophet and his brother Harun of trying to disturb the established order and portrayed them as criminals. Leading members of the people of Pharaoh also refused to obey the prophet Musa and Harun. They refused to abide by the religion that had been revealed to them. They had no intention of abandoning the religion of their ancestors. At that point, God visited a number of disasters on their heads. Pharaoh and those close to him were so fanatically devoted to their polytheistic system and pagan beliefs, in other words, the religion of their ancestors, that they were totally unwilling to give it up. Not even the miracles performed by the prophet Musa could turn them from their superstitions. They openly stated the fact. According to Surah 7, verse 132, they said, "No matter what kind of sign you bring us to bewitch us, we will not believe in you."